USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is not giving up on trade negotiations with China.
A large group delegation headed by one of the most respected men and highest officials of China will be coming in today, and they'll see what they can do.
The president also says he's continuing to talk with the Chinese president.
Well, he just wrote me a beautiful letter. I just received it, and I'll probably speak to him by phone.
The southeastern part of the country remains on alert for severe weather. Multiple people were injured in Arkansas after a possible tornado touched down in Pine Bluff, which is just southeast of Little Rock.
Together as a community, we will make right what is wrong, repair what is broken, and heal what is injured.
That's Pine Bluff Mayor Shirley Washington. That same weather system is blamed for flooding across Texas and Missouri. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey guys, your prostate should be the last thing on your mind, but the fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart, visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why Indeed offers tools that help bridge the gap between a candidate and the resume. Like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
In his weekly Capitol Hill briefing, House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy is accusing Democrats of manufacturing a battle with Attorney General Bill Barr.
6 hours was the amount of time Chairman Nadler and his members of the House Judiciary Committee wasted yesterday discussing their manufactured attempt against Attorney General Barr.
Why did some students walk out of a vigil for the victims of this week's school shooting near Denver, Colorado? USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
Some of the students saying the event became political. The vigil at Highlands Ranch High School featuring remarks from Democratic Senator Michael Bennett of Colorado and Democratic Congressman Jason Crow. Crow saying,
"Please know, Highlands Ranch, that I stand with you and that change will come because we will not stop until it does."
Several students complaining they were being encouraged to talk more about gun control than about the victims who were killed and wounded on Tuesday.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Tensions continue to rise in the Middle East, and President Trump said the Iranian leaders should call him and talk about making a deal. Now, as far as North Korea goes, there's things going on there as well, as a North Korean ship that was used to transport coal was in violation of sanctions, and the United States government has seized that. Well, I had a chance to sit down and chat with Yakov Katz. He's the editor-in-chief of the Jerusalem Post, and he also served as the paper's military reporter and defense analyst before that. Now, he's also the author of a new book titled Shadow Strike, Inside Israel's Secret Mission to Eliminate Syria's Nuclear Power. And one of the things I asked him was how North Korea and Iran are continuing to be threats in the Middle East.
We have to hope that the world understands this and gets its act together, cracks down on the Iranians, doesn't buy their oil, doesn't do business with them, comes together with the U.S. and the Trump administration to impose tough sanctions on the Iranians, like Trump has been doing. This is the way to stop the Iranians. We need to try to avoid war. And you mentioned North Korea, Tim. Well, North Korea was building this nuclear reactor with the Syrians. They were caught red-handed in the greatest act of nuclear proliferation in the history of mankind, between one state and another. And you know what happened? Absolutely nothing. They paid no price. The North Koreans were taken by the Bush administration off the list of state sponsors of terrorism. They proceeded to conduct 5 more nuclear tests in the year since that reactor was discovered and their proliferation was discovered.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.